Welcome back. So the old COVID boosters are out. Now it's all about the new bivalent boosters. Supposedly, of course, reformulated to be better against new variants of COVID. Dr. Jane Ruby has been researching these boosters and the potential danger that they pose, and she's here with us now. So one mRNA was not good enough. Bivalent, two, multivalent, three, four. God knows how many mRNAs we need to put in these things, but it's obviously to make you safe against variants of COVID. What do we know?
That don't exist. Stu, I've been putting together a lot of different pieces of information. And first of all, this new bivalent, which means two genetic codes, we don't even know if that's the truth. Remember that Pfizer has a 50% leeway. And I imagine that Moderna has the same leeway.
And about a 90% lie rate and false and disinformation and kill rate.
Correct. That means they don't have to disclose 50% or less of these materials at any given time in the vial. So here's what I've put together. We have several things happening at once right now. First thing that started to happen, and I'm sure you probably have your finger on the pulse in this as well, is that the reports by people in our social media, people that write to us every day, by the hundreds in our Proton Mail, have been reporting in the last few months since the launch, higher rates, quadrupled the rates of shedding symptoms. And not only that, but people are reporting more severe shedding symptoms, the headaches, the stomach aches, the feeling general malaise, getting flu-like symptoms, if you will, that they're coming on faster and harder after they've been exposed to someone, because people are now very proudly announcing, I got my booster yesterday. And people are writing to me and saying, Dr. Jane, you know, I was with this person. They were very proud that they got their booster. Man, I came home after that. I've been sick for 24 hours and I'm a healthy person, never took the shots and all that. The second thing that's happening, Stu, is that, as you know, I broke on my show, the embalmer who came forward. I've been working with her for over 3 months now. I have quite a compendium of her videos and photos. I've vetted her and who she is. To say now that she and some of her staff embalmers are experiencing serious, and when they take the white clots out of particular in individuals that are deceased, that they're taking care of and that they're prepping, that everything they're pulling out of a particular body is making them sick. They're getting nauseated, profound nausea, sometimes vomiting, very, very general like weakness and tiredness. They have to sit down for hours at a time. Not with every body. Sometimes they pull out they pull out the white clots, but they don't get ill. But when they do get ill, it's from every piece that they're pulling out, and it's during that session. The third thing that's happening, and maybe you can actually kind of, you know, verify this in a way, is I'm seeing in social media, the died suddenly epidemic, the sudden adult death syndrome, is rising in numbers. They're scrambling in the VAERS system to hide it. We know from the analysts that we all work with who've been downloading the data from VAERS since day one so they can see what's been removed, put back. We're seeing higher numbers of people saying that they're getting much more severe reactions, they're getting them sooner, and they seem to be related, and because people now call it the bivalent. So that ends up in the narratives of these VAERS reports. So
yeah, my best friend actually had an experience. He was on his way up north to deer camp, and a car pulled over on the side of the road, and the driver got out and died suddenly. Just yesterday, and I want to go back in this because I have this text. I told him that I wanted to report on this. I'm going to protect his anonymity, but this is a Minneapolis police officer, a longtime sergeant, said MPD had a 25 or 27-year-old officer, prior perfect health, passed all the health and fitness quals to get hired at the Minneapolis Police Department, was a first or second lieutenant in the Army National Guard, was out running and prepping for annual PT qualifications for the Army, was out for a short 3-mile run and collapsed with a heart attack that killed him. He died suddenly. The owner of a lounge in Hugo, Minnesota, got the jab, all of a sudden started having strokes. They tested him, said that he needed a quadruple bypass, got inside, the blood was like jello. Had to close him back up as they couldn't continue. He died suddenly shortly thereafter. The mayor of Centerville has an 18 or 19-year-old son. His heart literally failed him, went to the emergency room. They had to put him immediately on an LVAD machine, mechanically keeps your heart going. He was placed on the transplant list for a heart and died suddenly. All of them were fully vaccinated and boosted.
Wow. Stu.
This is hitting people's doorsteps. That is why November 21st, when Died Suddenly exclusively appears at StuPeters.com, nobody's going to be able to stop it. That trailer has been seen well over 2 million times now between our platforms and others. 2 million times in just over 24 hours. Don't congratulate me. Well, you know, this
is from...
You're
bringing it out. You're bringing it forward.
Yeah.
You know, it's important.
Well, people need to see it.
They do need to see it. And you know what? They're spreading it around too, because they've been looking for, you know, they all want evidence. How do I convince my relatives or friends to stop getting these, you know, these boosters and things like that? This is going to have a major impact on that.
Chris Sky said on the program yesterday, now is the time for us to reunite with all of those who we were disassociated with because of our ideological beliefs when they got the shots and we did not. I agree with that. These people are seeing the effects of it as well. They're either experiencing the adverse event side effects or intentional consequences on their own. They feel sick and they know it. Or they know somebody who's died suddenly, or they know multiple people who've been injected that are getting these symptoms. They know. They're ready now for the information. The hardest thing for these people to do is going to be to accept the fact that they've done this to themselves. And that it's horrific. But for the sake of humanity, please, reunite with these people. They're ready to have the conversations around the Thanksgiving table, around the Christmas dinner table. They are ready to have these discussions. Please go to StuPeters.com, grab that trailer, and in your phones, send it to every single person in your contact list. If you're already estranged, then who cares? But if they're ready to receive the information, they will share it, and exponentially the world will see this.
And in terms of helping those that have been jabbed, Stu, in addition to watching the film and educating each other exponentially out there, Dr. Brian Artis will be back on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show next week with solutions for the jabbed that he has found that will interfere with what he believes is the snake venom that has been. And he's, by the way, we have a blockbuster show right after yours tonight where he breaks a story that he was wrong about the snake venom. It's you won't believe this, but it is even a more incredible story. So don't miss that.
Wrong about the snake venom. That's next on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
You bet. You too.
Of course. And oh, by the way, whatever you do, don't Google died suddenly. This is a warning. Please. Crying out loud. Don't Google died suddenly. What I would encourage you to Google, however, is the positive benefits, the testimonials, the results that people are getting from using the natural substance known as CBD. CBD can treat joint pain and muscle pain and ligament pain. We all know that. But did you know that it can also treat chronic allergies, seasonal allergies? Did you know that it can help you to treat migraine headaches? Yeah, all of these things. Go online and look at the testimonials from Parkinson's patients who are using CBD. What about kids with ADHD? What about depression? What about stress and anxiety? Yes, people are using CBD for all of these things, and the results are unbelievable. Just go online, Google CBD, and look at all of the results. Now, where you get your CBD makes a big difference as well. God only knows what the CBD company that you're doing business with, what they do to that stuff before it sends to you, where it comes from, what's in it. Yeah, do business with a CBD company that you know that you can trust. One like Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com, a family-owned business. All of the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. I actually coach baseball with one of the directors at Curable. K-U-R-I-B-L. Plus, if you use promo code STU at Curable.com, site-wide, you get 20% off. That's huge. For a limited time only, 20% off site-wide using promo code STU when you go to Curable.com. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com.